Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4289.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
Both my parents have had a very big influence on myself because, you know, they both really believed in me, and they still trust in me, and they trust my judgment, and that's a big thing because I know a lot of kids don't have that. Their parents still kind of try to control them, and my parents are just like at the point where, you know, they expect me to make my own mistakes, and they expect me to make the right decision the first time around. And, I mean, it's with that trust that I go into a lot of decisions, and I weigh the options, and I oftentimes do make the right decision because I know, you know, it's up to me to not fall on my face.
What do you aspire to be?
Right now, I'm an economics major, and I'm going to graduate school for law and an MBA. So with those things, I hope to be a successful corporate lawyer.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I just describe myself as a human. You know, I just kind of interact with the world, and I try to make the world a better place and not just live in it and actually give back. And I think a lot of people kind of need to start doing that rather than just taking.
What makes you smile?
Everything. I'm a pretty easygoing, pretty happy person. So, I mean, there's not anything in specific that makes me smile. I mean, I smile at a lot of things.
What types of things make you happy?
Tying in with the previous question, a lot of things make me happy. I mean, I wouldn't say there's anything in particular that makes me especially happy. Everything's kind of, having the perspective that everything's good is just kind of, you know, makes you happy all the time.
What types of things make you sad?
Just disappointment, mostly. I mean, disappointment in people, disappointment in situations, those kind of things. And sometimes, you know, it's out of your control. So that kind of stuff does get me down. But, you know, there's always a chance to rebound off of that and to look at it from another perspective and to learn from it and to move on.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I came from a pretty good family home. I have to say that did shape me in a way that, you know, I never really had the struggle in my life. So, I mean, that's something that I'm really grateful for and something that, you know, it allowed me to work hard and to become the person I am and to have the opportunities that I've had. So for that, I'm really thankful that my parents were able to provide that for me.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else?
I kind of see myself as a social person. You know, I just hone that by going out and just meeting new people. I mean, I have to say that that's one thing that I do love is just meeting new personalities, new experiences. Everybody has a story, and it's just kind of like, for me, I just want to learn them all. So that does distinguish me because you do see people that, you know, they sit alone at dinner, sit alone at lunch, and it's just like, I couldn't do something like that.
How did you develop this attribute?
You know, I couldn't even tell you. I mean, they have videotapes of me at 2 years old just walking around dinner parties, being the life of the party, just making people laugh, just always smiling, laughing. So, I mean, for me, it seems genetic. I mean, I think I've developed this over the years by just interacting with people continuously and just developing this into a skill.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I really think honor is something that's pretty admirable because, I mean, a lot of people don't have that. A lot of people don't keep their word, and to them, that's just nothing. I mean, I think honor and just kind of loyalty, those two things are, those kind of being trustworthy and reliable stem off of those two things. And I think that those are two qualities that, you know, a lot more people could possess, and it's just something that makes them just, you know, a little more noble as a human being.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I like that I'm social. I'm pretty easygoing. I'm easy to approach. I'm not a pessimist in any way. What do I like the least? I really don't have anything that I don't like, because if I didn't like it, I would have changed it.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Just kind of like the idea of family above everything. I think that's really important, and that, you know, you have to be thankful for what you have, and, you know, it's one thing to be ambitious and to want more, and it's one thing to be ungrateful and to not be happy with what you have. So, I mean, I really want my kids to be ambitious rather than ungrateful, and also just the normal things: be truthful, be trustworthy, be reliable, be effective, don't be lazy. Just those things that, I really want to see in my own children.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
We pretty much do everything together. I like to cook with my mom. My dad is always busy with something in the house, so I'm always helping him fix something or make something. So I mean, we do go to outside the country every year. So we enjoy going on vacation, going to the beach, going on road trips together. Those are definitely the high points. But just while we're here, just having dinner, having meals together, watching TV, hanging out, riding bikes, working out together, all those things are really time that I enjoy.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
Definitely my first bike, because I was this was during a point where my family didn't really have a lot of money, and there was this bike I had my eye on for about 2 or 3 years, but my parents couldn't afford it. And then finally, one day, one Christmas, I remember coming down and seeing that under the tree, and it was the only present I got that year. But I have to say that was probably the best present I appreciated and that I got in a really long time.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I feel like I grew up in a different time than like the kids nowadays, because like back then it was just like all outside all the time. We had woods by our house, so we just play in the woods, make forts, tag, hide and seek, all those things. I mean, we didn't really have Xbox or PlayStation, so it was just being outside, going to the creek, riding your bike in the dirt, just stuff like that.
What is your favorite book?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I like to read a lot, so I couldn't pinpoint a favorite book. I have several favorite books. I mean, anything by Michael Colony is usually good. The Harry Potter series really wasn't that bad. That's one that a lot of people enjoy. I like just books that are really just about life, not any one particular genre. Just things that just, they're about something, but it's not just like an action story where it's like nonstop action, or like a romance novel, it's just nonstop romance, because that stuff isn't really life. So I mean, I like something that kind of touches on all subjects. And no, I really don't have favorite literary character.
What is your favorite word and why?
My favorite word would probably be just going back to the whole thing, family. I mean, I think that's a word that really, it can be used just as an empty phrase, just family, to symbolize the family unit, like a mother, father, and children. But family in a deeper sense could also be the people that trust in you, and the people that you trust in, and the people that try to, some of the only people that really try to lift you up and try to make you a better person. So
What was the last movie you saw?
I couldn't even tell you. I haven't had time to watch TV in a while. I am going to see Skyfall this weekend, though, and I hear that's pretty good.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
Definitely soccer. I'm a big soccer fan. Just all over. I don't have a team in particular that I like, but that's fun. Football also. I sneak games in every now and then.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
I find fun in everything. I don't find anything particularly tedious. I mean, right now my hobby, since I have my math final in a week, is math. So that's what I've been working on. And then after that, when I go home, I'm gonna help my dad do pavers in the patio. And then after that, I mean, I like to read. I like to photography is another hobby of mine. Drawing, just I like creative arts too. So I do a little songwriting. But nothing too serious.
So would you say you're a creative person?
Yeah, I would consider myself a creative person. Maybe not particularly talented, but I do enjoy the whole idea of creating something and kind of expressing yourself through art.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
I hear Ray Romano a lot. I don't know why. I don't know if it's true or not, but I do hear Ray Romano.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you've taken, or ethical dilemma you faced, and its impact on you.
I would have to say, when I ran for school president, because I wasn't really sure if I was gonna win, and it was just kind of, it was an interesting experience because I guess that was the time I really realized that I isolated myself in high school, and I only hung out with pretty much the football team and the soccer team and the lacrosse team, and like those were my friends, and I hadn't really like reached out to anyone else. So I mean, even though I was friends with probably 60, 70 people, they were all pretty much the same people. And that's when I really realized that, you know what, I do have to open myself up and I have to meet other people and I have to make friends that are all over, not just like the people that maybe I identify closest with. So it was after that, I mean, thank God the election was 2 months away when I realized that and I was able to really get out there and just at lunch sit with different people. Walk with different people in the hallways, talk to different people, and I really made a lot more friends, and I met a lot of different people with a lot of different experiences who maybe weren't like me, and I thought that was pretty cool, and I wound up winning with like 70% of the vote after that, just because I realized that, you know, having maybe 70 people vote for you is nothing in a school of 3,000.
Choose a prominent person whom you would like to interview and explain why.
I probably would pick Abraham Lincoln, just because he's someone that like he overcame so much in his life. Him or Franklin Delano Roosevelt, both of those men I feel were really they were men that had values, they had honor, and they worked hard and they had a lot of grit to their personality, and that's something that I really respect for them. And they made a difference in the lives of a lot of people. So that's just something that I like.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
I remember seeing a picture from a NASA telescope, and it said that in this picture there's a bunch of stars, and you just like you don't think anything of it because you know you always see pictures from the Hubble telescope or whatever, and it said that every one of those stars was a galaxy. And in that galaxy, there was like 10 billion planets. And that just kind of like unsettled and challenged me because I was just like, you know, there's so much life and there's so much, the world's so much bigger. And I feel like we get so absorbed in our lives and we think that like maybe this test or this final is the most important thing or maybe like, you know. I feel like a lot of people delude themselves into thinking that they are the most important thing or they have the most important situation. And I feel like that really puts things into perspective that, you know, there's so much going on around you that, you know, we can't even fathom. And not only that, I mean, that kind of just like, that really made me see that, you know, a good person has an effect on the people around them. So they may affect 20, 30 people. A great person affects their nation, so that's a couple million, and few people impact the world, but no person has impacted the galaxy or made really that big of a contribution, so that kind of made me want to contribute more than just being a good person to the 20, 30 people around me, and rather really try to change things on a broader scale.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I'd like to be home right now. I've been thinking about home for a while. You know, I haven't been back since school started, and I miss the smell. I miss having my refrigerator. I miss having my family around, just making me laugh all the time. Just all these stupid situations that are just going on, and I just like that's what I kind of miss. So I'm looking forward to that. I go home in a week when I'm done with finals. So that's kind of something that once again I'm just looking forward to.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
My mom and my dad.
What is your approach to life?
I feel that life is really something that you make of it, and you can take every situation and you can alter it in any way. I mean, You look at some people and they have a couple of hard things in their life and suddenly they're bitter and they're just they have a disposition and that affects all their other decisions in their life. And then you have other people like my great aunt who, her husband left her with a child when she was pregnant. She had no money. She had to walk 5, 6 miles every day to go to a farm and to sweat in the hot sun to make a living for her and her child. And she just got her house repossessed. And she is the happiest woman I have ever met. She always has a smile on her face. And it's just like, that's something that I just love about her. It's just like, after all the things she's been through, I mean, and the house that repossessed was a hovel. It wasn't even a house. So, I mean, at least it's good now that, like, she's forced to move out so she can move in with one of the family members because she didn't want to move out before. But it's just like, you look at those people and you're just like, they have so much resilience and they're just able to really, like, okay, that happened. It sucks. But you know what? I'm not going to let it affect tomorrow. I'm not going to let it affect the rest of my life. I'm going to wake up every morning with a clean slate and make my decisions off of that. And that's something that, once again, I love about her.
What was the most difficult time in your life, and how did you overcome these difficulties?
Probably when I came to college was one of the most difficult times of my life because it certainly was awkward because I moved twice before I came to college within a month. So I moved from out of state into a new house, and before I was even half unpacked my stuff, I moved down here. So that was just kind of tough just because like I wasn't settled for about a month. I was just like living out of a box and just doing all those things. And it certainly was awkward coming down to a state where a lot of people know each other. A lot of people had friends from school when they came here, and I was just looking around just trying to find people that I met at orientation, and just that was like kind of awkward. And that's when I really realized that going from knowing everybody in high school to knowing probably one or two people wasn't the way to go in college. So ever since then, I'm just, trying to meet new people, trying to get established here so that, it makes it a lot less awkward when you have people around you to support you and to, help you out and make you feel like you belong here.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
New York in a Box, which is a spin-off of Monopoly.
Who's your favorite actor?
I feel like there's a lot of different genres. My overall favorite actor, just because he always makes me laugh no matter what, even though he's not a comedian, I guess he could be a comedian, is Joe Pesci. He's someone that, he always brings a smile to my face just because of his disposition from being short.
What is your favorite dinner?
I like everything. I love to cook, so I cook everything. I get bored of food easily, so I'm always cooking something new.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
I usually just take roll of my life. I'm just like, I wake up and then I'm like, all right, take a deep breath. What do I got to do this morning? What important times, what important meetings do I have? I just kind of like put my day, plan it, and then I just get up and, get started.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
Oh, I wish I could just travel the world and not worry about money, not worry about safety, just go all over and just really like take pictures and just like chronicle my adventures.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
My aunt was, she had trouble getting pregnant, and it kind of like, it really did tear her apart. And it was really frustrating to watch as she it just kept failing. And she tried for about 7 years, and it was actually on the second to the last dose they were willing to provide her that she actually got pregnant. And I just her daughter has changed her life, and I just like if I can help somebody do that I'll never know about it. But if I could help somebody do it, that would really, really mean a lot.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4289.